ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flow naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Can you repeat the translation? The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service.
The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service
is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flow naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. The basic principle of this unadulterated, pure devotional service is love of Godhead. Mat guna shruti matrena means just after hearing about the transcendental qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. These qualities are called nirguna. The Supreme Lord is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Therefore, He is attractive to the pure devotee. There is no need to practice meditation to attain such attraction. The pure devotee is already in the transcendental stage, and the affinity between him and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is natural and is compared to the Ganges water flowing towards the sea. The flow of the Ganges water cannot be stopped by any condition. Similarly, a pure devotee's attraction for the transcendental name, form and pastimes of the Supreme Godhead cannot be stopped by any material condition. The word avichinna, without interruptions, is very important in this connection. No material condition can stop the flow of this devotional service of a pure devotee. The word ahetuki means without reason. A pure devotee does not render loving service to the personality world for any cause or for any benefit, material or spiritual. This is the first symptom of unalloyed devotion. Anya vilasita sunyam. He has no desire to fulfill by rendering devotional service. Such devotional service is meant for the Purushottama, the Supreme Personality, and not for anyone else. Sometimes pseudo devotees show devotion to many demigods, thinking the forms of demigods to be the same as Supreme Personality of Godhead's form. It is specifically mentioned herein, however, that bhakti, devotional service, is meant only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, Vishnu or Krishna, not for anyone else. Avyavahita means without cessation. A pure devotee must engage in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day, without cessation. His life is so molded that at every minute and every second, he engages in some sort of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another meaning of the word avyavahita is that the interest of the devotee and the interest of Supreme Lord are on the same level. The devotee has no interest but to fulfill the transcendental desire of the Supreme Lord. Such spontaneous service unto the Supreme Lord is transcendental and is never contaminated by material modes of nature. These are the symptoms of pure devotional service, which is free from all contamination of material nature. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shrakara Chakshurum Litandena Tasmaya Shri Gurubhaya Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishkam Sthapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Paramiham Dulati Swapanantikam Mantiram Shri Guru Shri Shivapadakam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Rupa Sahasrayatam Sahagana Rupam Tavistam Sandhikevam Sadvaitam Sarvayutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Madharam Sahadara Amrita Shri Vishakhanitam Shya He Krishna Karna Sandhu Dina Dhu itself is so advanced that maximum you can do is just follow the purport and just speak connecting to the purport. Realizations are very far. So there is a flow going on in this chapter, and we are at the stage where, as I said before, now Lord is concluding on by explaining what pure devotional service is all about, and it is just by the translation itself, it puts us in our own position that naturally a devotee is attracted towards the personality about it, as soon as a devotee hears about him. So many of us are not in that stage, I know for sure for myself. And there are reasons for it. But interestingly, if you go through the purport, this one and the previous purports, Bhagavatam is using the word Pritak Bhava, or the separatist mentality. And in this verse, another word is used, Avyavahita, not separated. So the Pritak Bhava, the separatist mentality is the reason for us, for our not getting that attraction, that natural attraction towards the Lord, as soon as we hear about Him. Because the whole mindset is very much of personal agenda while approaching devotional service also. So this verse talks about natural flow of Ganges towards the ocean. And there are many examples which illustrates a similar point, like magnet getting naturally attracted towards iron or any other metal. If you see spiritual circles, if you see the Supreme Lord and you see the soul, constitutionally they are same. Both have Satchidananda bodies, whether it's the soul or the Supreme Lord. And of course, we understand, we have heard many times that soul, by its nature, it's anu. It's very, very tiny. It's very, 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 very minute in comparison to the Supreme Lord. So when it says that by hearing about the Supreme Lord, when a devotee constantly hears about the Supreme Lord, about the greatness of the Supreme Lord, about the qualities which describes how great the Lord is, this very infinitesimal, this very, very small, minute living entity, which is us, the soul, gets attracted towards the Lord. But then simultaneously it says that it's not a forced attraction. There is no, you don't have to, it's not a separate, or it's not a different type of enforcement on the living entity, but there it says it's a natural attraction, where the verse goes, where it explains that bhakti or devotion is the constitution. Which is that verse? Where it talks about? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Sadhya Gunaya. Sravana Vishuddha Chitta Karayodaya. So this eternal relationship between the soul and the supreme is there. There is no need to establish it. But then, by hearing about the Supreme Lord, this relationship is revived. So that's the whole discussion. If you see Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Prabhupada actually explains, he goes in, he quotes five verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, where he explains how to come to this stage of this verse, which is pure devotional service. Because we jumping on pure devotional service straight away will not do justice to most of us, because we need to get to that stage first. So I'll just quickly read the purport of that shloka, which is 7.1. So the translation of that verse goes, Supreme Personality of God itself. This is 7.1 Bhagavad Gita. Now here, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So in this purport, Prabhupada goes on explaining how to come to this stage where we get natural attraction for the Supreme Lord. And he quotes in the Bhagavatam very, very important verses from Canto 1, 2nd chapter, starting from Srimatam Swakata Krishna, and then he goes on for next five verses. So I would like to read the translation for that which Prabhupada gives in that purport, because it suits very well with this topic. He says to hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures or to hear from him directly through Bhagavad Gita is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the mode of passion and ignorance, and thus material lust and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, Bhakti Yoga severs the hard knot of material affection and enables one to come at once to the stage of Asamsayam Samadrama, understanding of Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of God. So this is Bhagavad Gita 1.2.17-21. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotees in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna. So this whole section of verses are actually, if you see the flow of verses going from ignorance, passion, goodness, then pure devotion service is explained. So this is very well connecting that how one can rise from wherever we are to this stage of pure devotional service mentioned in these two verses. So, and here very nice point Prabhupada makes, which I was reading just now. Asamsayam Samagrama, understanding of the absolute personality of Godhead, Asamsayam, it will happen if this process is followed. So, you know, we see yesterday was Goa Purnima. We see Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also. By his own example, he explained how important it is to hear about Krishna. And he showed such an eagerness when there is a pastime. And Gadadhar Pandit was very fond of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly visit him to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two very, very important pastimes from Bhagavatam which he would like to hear again and again, which we have heard Burjan Prabhu also explaining when he is speaking from Vrindavan Das Thakur's commentary on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to hear pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, these two great devotees of the Lord. And after finishing, once the pastime is finished, then Lord Chaitanya would tell Gadadhar Pandit to repeat it again. And then once that repetition is finished, then he says to repeat it again. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur says that sometimes it goes up to 100 times, Lord Chaitanya would hear those same pastimes. So, when I heard that, I was thinking, oh, that's of course he's Lord, but he's showing a very advanced platform of so much attraction for hearing about the Lord. Recently, 2 weeks before I came back from India, and then, you know, in India, even here also it's there. There's a lot of discussion on politics, Bollywood, and especially televisions at home. They are practically, most of the time they are on. Even though you're there in the room or not, televisions are on. So the topics, when you hear so much discussion on politics was happening, some elections are happening, a little bit is okay. But when too much of discussion happens, personally I've seen how I got affected when I was hearing about it, because everyone talks about these things only. This movie, that actress, this actor. So, and then television is on most of the time, and if you turn it off, you call for a fight, and that happens. So, then cricket starts, then cricket has its own toll on you. So many distractions are there. But it's amazing, just in few days, when you start hearing about those subject matters, when you start hearing about those people on a regular basis, You don't feel like reading Bhagavatam. You don't feel like hearing lectures. You don't feel like doing anything which is Krishna conscious. And of course, and duties, as because some of us have taken vows to chant or to read or whatever, then we do it. But there is no natural attraction the devotee feels, because so much of junk is going on, so much of association is happening with these subject matters. One devotee was telling me that he's chanting 16 rounds, he's hearing, he hears Bhagavatam almost every day, been to all the holy places. And he says, first thing when he does, when he gets up in the morning, is he checks out the profile of one of the actresses, one of the Bollywood actresses, and sees what's happening in her life. And I heard that, for me it was, okay, many people do that, but you're, from months and months you're chanting, but then it's not his fault. When the attraction or the desire to know about that person, just the object changes. When the object of your attraction, of your hearing changes, then naturally there will be an attraction towards Krishna. And then any one of us can feel. I felt when I came back again to Melbourne, people do say that when you are in India, oh, that's the holy land. Especially people who are in Australia, they think when you are in India, it's so great to be in India. All the holy places are there, people are religious. For me, I personally feel, and many of us do feel, that it's opposite actually. You want to come back to Melbourne because here you are with devotees. And because when you are with devotees, then naturally all this will happen, which Prabhupada is talking about, that gradually the association rubs on you, and then you again want to hear about Krishna. Again you want to be in association, you want to learn more about Krishna. So this is very powerful how it happens. You know, people have made their living on just discussions about other people. And on the contrary, we see that there are devotees who also live their whole life on just discussions of Krishna. So the object is changed. You know, in Bollywood, there are many songs, this because I had to attend some functions, so constantly songs were playing at home or at relatives' houses. And then most of the songs are love songs, where a boy is trying to impress all the girls, vice versa, whatever. So if you see the way they sing or the words are there, if you just change the object from opposite sex to Krishna, the intensity is equates to pure devotional service. I cannot live without you for a moment. I think about you whole night, whole day. I cannot breathe without you. I can't operate without you. The words they use. So it's just the shift of object that has to happen. Because this natural desire to serve or to be connected to someone, to give yourself to someone, is there. But how many of us, we all have experienced, when on material platform we try to do that, it never happens. Whether it's in a relationship or at work, I will do everything for my boss. I will do everything when I'm at work. Even for 8 hours we go for work. In that also we just cannot fully work for the boss, for the company. Whereas in the corporate, Prabhupada is saying, when he's using the word Avyavahita, he says one has to work for the Lord 24 hours a day. If that attraction for the Lord is not so deep or so intense, this 24 hours a day is never going to happen. So I'm coming back to the point on material platform. A person may claim that my attraction or my love or my affection for the other person or for a friend or a relative, whoever, is selfless. But unless, for devotees it's different, but unless one has a concept of other partner and one's own self being spiritual by nature, very hard. It's impossible practically to be selfless. To not deal with the other person and then not have a personal motive also. So, but of course, songs are made as if it's
very selfless, and the other person's interest is the only interest the person has. But of course, we all watch movies and it's all songs. Reality is very different. So, and that's where Prabhupada, in this verse, he doesn't quote that shloka, but in translation, he brings, in purport, he brings that point where Krishna Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, verse 6, very, 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 very popular verse. Savaya pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti radokshade ahaituki aprutiyata heyatma suprasidati. The translation goes, the supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So these two words which are mentioned in the purport, first one is avichinna, is very much similar to apritihata, where avichinna Prabhupada is translated here as continuous. And apritihata of course also means that there is no interruption. So it's continuous and there is no interruption. So this wording, this meaning of this verse also is very much similar to the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in first canto, where pure devotional service simply equates to nothing for me and only for Krishna. And we see in Srila Prabhupada's examples, many of his disciples, many of his devotees who are very, very advanced, their life is a living example for us when we see how they operate, how they deal with us, how they behave. It's very easy to figure out that they don't have a personal agenda when they are dealing with one another, or when they are trying to serve Krishna. And how to, if you see the verses previously, which is speaking of mode of ignorance, then the agenda of a person goes that he is envious, he is proud, he is violent, he is angry. That's a mode of ignorance. This person acts while doing devotional service, he's like that. And the person in mode of passion, he's motivated for material enjoyment, fame and opulence. So that is a mode of passion. And the person in mode of goodness, he offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inequities of fruitive activities. So all three have very strong agendas while performing devotional service. But here in the purport, very strongly the word is mentioned avichinna and ahetuki, without reason. Because it's very advanced, it's very difficult also to act like that. This is the first symptom of unalloyed devotion. He has no desire to fulfill. He has no desire to fulfill either material or spiritual. And actually the next verse will talk about what spiritual desires is mentioning here, about different liberations also, which tomorrow speaker who is giving Bhagavatam might discuss. That a devotee, even on spiritual platform, he has no desire, where he is not asking for any type of liberation also from the Lord. So what is he asking? He is only asking for service. You know, one of the spiritual gurus, is spiritual, hopefully, he says that there are many higher stages, and higher than serving God is the stage of knowing God. But according to our philosophy, it doesn't match, because what do you do once you know God? So he's saying even higher than serving God is knowing God, or knowing about God. But what Prabhupada is teaching by his examples of what Lord Chaitanya is teaching is serving God is far superior than knowing God. Because what do you do when you know God? When you know Him full, naturally, you want to serve Him. Naturally, when you hear about Him, you want to do something for Him. So, and that has to be ahetuki and apratihita. Now, there's another word discussion. There is a nice prayer which Rupa Goswami quotes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu from Padma Purana. It's very nice actually. Many devotees, they do pray in front of the Lord every day. by saying this prayer. I think once even Swami Maharaj was also mentioning, says, Yuvati nam yatha yuni, yunam cho yuvato yatha, manobi bhramate tadvat manobi ramatam thoi. Says, Yuvati nam yatha yuni. Yuvati means a young girl. How a young girl is naturally attracted to a young boy, and a young boy is naturally attracted to a young girl. So this devotee is praying to the Lord, that, oh my Lord, please bless me, that with that same intensity, I may get attracted towards you. Where the flow of Ganges is, no one can stop the force of Ganges going towards ocean. Very hard to convince kids not to eat lollies. Very difficult. Natural attraction. And iron is very forcefully, naturally gets attracted to a magnet. So this devotee is praying to the Lord that, please give me that same intensity like a young boy or young girl has towards the opposite sex, and the force they feel that of the attraction, may my attraction flow towards you in that same way. So there is a very actually nice pastime of Srila Prabhupada, which is not mentioned in any of the books, because somehow I was in Delhi and His Holiness Bhakti Priya Bhagavat Maharaj was giving class, and he was mentioning this pastime. That actually shows that how Prabhupada is one with the desire of the Lord or Krishna's plan of service to Krishna. So this Prabhupada disciple, this Mataji, was there, and her husband also is Prabhupada disciple. So she has not purposefully mentioned this pastime to come in any of the books, because she wants to keep it very secret and very close to her heart. So somehow Maharaj was, that time he was not sannyasi, Bhakti Priya Bhagavat Maharaj, he was there, he was serving them. So then Mataji asked him, what can I do to serve you back? You served us so nicely. So he just casually said, tell me a pastime of Prabhupada. You can just tell me some pastime of Prabhupada. So then Mataji told this pastime that happened, which later Maharaj found out that even her husband got surprised, because she didn't even mention to her husband also. But with one condition, this Mataji mentioned this pastime, that do not take my name. So I also don't know who this Mataji or this Prabhu is, because Maharaj didn't mention. Because that was the condition Mataji told this pastime that happened. So once she was cleaning the temple hall, temple room, I think the outside area temple, and Prabhupada just walked past her, and Prabhupada came close to her, and in her ears Prabhupada said, thank you for cleaning my heart, and he went. So this Mataji was stunned. So she has not told this pastime to anyone, but then later she was explaining, telling Maharaj that this is how Prabhupada sees Krishna's temple as, that thank you for cleaning my heart. I thought this pastime displays how one is Srila Prabhupada with Krishna's interest, that Krishna's temple is Prabhupada's heart practically, and he thanked that Mataji, that thank you for cleaning my heart. So with this pastime I would like to stop. If there is any question or comments or corrections, or if any other point someone wants to mention.
Yes, ma'am. You said that we don't have any desire to obtain anything in our material or spiritual, but what about like in the beginning of practice of devotional service? Like, is it bad to have the desire to obtain upper things?
So, you're saying that is it bad to have a desire which is to become purified? So here Prabhupada is talking about a platform, a very advanced platform, which is Raghunoga Bhakti or the devotion practice in the spiritual world, or in Vrindavan when Krishna was here, where the residents of Vrindavan are not approaching or doing something for Krishna so that their heart gets purified. They are so much in love with Krishna that when they hear the flute, all this concept doesn't come in their mind because they are already attained, they have crossed the stage. They are so naturally attracted to Krishna because of course there is purity of heart that has already taken place. Who knows how many lifetimes before, if they are not the eternal associates of the Lord, if they are residents of Vrindavan who are joining the Lord from the material world. So here this purport where Prabhupada is mentioning one should not have any material or spiritual desire, and talking about spiritual desire, he is talking about that platform where person has such an intense natural attraction for the Lord that he's beyond, he's already crossed the stage of purification. But for us, why do we need to hear about Krishna? For purifying the heart only. The 7.1 verse I was reading, the purport, the whole idea or the explanation Prabhupada is giving in that purport is for this purpose, that one hears about Krishna and then gets attracted to Krishna gradually. For that purification of heart is must. And what is purification of heart? That means that Krishna gradually and slowly becomes object of our love. The object changes. The act or the desire remains the same. Many of us have heard when Prabhupada speaks, the natural position of a living entity is to serve. Soul's constitutional nature is to serve. So only the object needs to change. The nature cannot be changed of the soul. Soul will serve. Naturally, soul is will get attracted to something. Soul will get attracted to some of the other activity, but here, there only when the object changes, then purification of the heart takes place, and then all the stages we will follow where, beginning from Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Anarthana Vritti, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anarthana Vritti, where you come in association with devotees due to some faith, then devotees tell you to perform devotional activities, which is we all are trying to do. And then the stage of cleansing the heart takes place. So we are all in that stage to whatever degree we have, practicing or applying Bhajana Kriya or the practice of devotional service. So asking for that is not bad, but the purport is speaking about pure devotional service, the highest form, so which we are, most of us are not at. So it's not wrong to ask the Lord to purify you. You should ask. Whom will you ask otherwise? Anything else?
Vrindavan Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.